You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hey, this is Ruben with the City of Stars podcast. Here, I'm interviewing up-and-coming artists in the Las Vegas music scene. Let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of City of Stars. Today, I am joined by...
Ismio.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Alrighty, well, today we're going to have a very exciting episode. So we're talking about art. Talk about someone who's pursuing art, an aspiring artist, and I will give it to them. All right, so let's talk about what you've been working on.
I've been working on class projects.
Okay, well, let's talk about those class projects then.
I have two paintings coming up for Tim Bavington. I have two other printmaking prints to do, and I am so tired.
Yeah.
I have to make so many prints, and I have to figure out which fighter to draw for my drawing professor.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So you're doing a lot of art projects. When you're drawing, right? Mm-hmm. What's your approach with it?
I have many approaches, but I've been mainly just going at it, just not thinking, just going straight onto the page and not think about it. Because if I have a plan, if I try to make it structural, it's not going to work out. It's not going to look good. Because it's going to take so much time in planning. So I've just stopped doing that. And I just had to be brave and just start drawing, start making something. Don't think about it.
Yeah. So you kind of stop overthinking?
Yes. I've stopped overthinking so much about my art, and it's been working so far.
How has it been like, you know, having this new approach?
It has gotten a lot of attention, my works.
Really?
Yeah, my professors really are, how do I say it? They love it. They like it. They use my work as an example. And I've never had that before. Never. But now it's different. Like, a lot of things are different now. And I don't know how to feel about it. I like it. It's exciting, but it's a little bit, like, odd.
Why is it odd? People are, like, digging it.
It's because I don't really get that much attention when it comes to my art, but now it is. Like, just not overthinking it and just, you know, just do it. Just doing it, it changes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What made you change your mindset?
Just not caring so much about how... It's more... It's difficult to describe because this is so brand new. I guess not worrying about the outcome has made it easier.
So you've been no longer stressing about how, like, what people would react with it and stuff?
Yes.
That's nice because I know a lot of artists, they want to create art, but they kind of stop themselves. They're like, what if people would not like it? How would people react? But it seems like you kind of conquer that fear. You kind of like, that's like one of the bigger fears and like a flaw of an artist, you know, especially aspiring. You want to create art, but then in the back of your head, you're like, What if people don't like it? And then you just kind of don't do it. But it sounds like you broke that curse almost.
Yes. I wish I guess I can give one advice to some artists. Because getting this much attention, it's giving me good attention and bad attention.
What do you mean by that?
Envious people.
Really?
Yes. Like, there's a lot of very supportive, like, art students. They're really sweet and stuff. I love it. But sometimes there are people who are, well, jealous. I've never seen or encountered someone who is jealous of my art. I've always heard artists who are somewhat better than me kind of criticize me for no good reason, really.
Sounds like haters.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And so for those who are envious, I would have to say just, I don't know, focus on, you know, your art and just keep on making art. It'll improve. It will improve. Practice doesn't make perfect. It makes improvements.
So how long have you been drawing?
Well, most of my life, really. I've always been more drawn to art than anything else. And I just stuck with it. I mean, I'm not good at math, so
yeah,
I might as well go for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have any inspirations?
Inspirations? That's a tough one. I don't have... When I was younger, I didn't have anyone who I looked up to. There wasn't a single person who I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to, you know, do what they're doing. Or how do they do that? Let me mimic that. Or no, it's always been like, that looks interesting. Wow, look at that. Look how weird it looks. I like that. Let's see if I can do something similar to that. And then I forget it. But now, like, professors and strangers and friends are like, who are your inspirations? I'm like, I just got to give them, like, the masters. Like, oh, Raphael, Van Gogh, Da Vinci. But no, I don't really have any inspiration. But if I do need help or some guidance, I either look around my surroundings, or pretty much what has always worked best is always go back to nature. See where everything started. Because I was born and raised in Las Vegas. There's not much nature unless you want to go to Calico Hills or Red Rock Canyon. So when I do have the opportunity to go to those places or be around some kind of nature, it helps. It just, I guess, grounds me or just puts me in a different environment, I guess.
And what is it about nature that helps you
with drawing?
With my drawings and nature, it usually makes me feel more relaxed and gives me space to just collect my thoughts and arrange them in a way I understand. Like, let's say I had a project that was due in 2 weeks, and I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so I had no way of going to the mountains, but I remember I took many photos of nature. And so I was scrolling through my phone and I saw an old picture. And it was me and my friend in the mountains at night thinking about we should go hiking. And we didn't hike. We realized it was a bad idea. We were not prepared. But we just sat there in the car in the dark wondering what should we do next. And I was like, let's take pictures. My friend is like, in the dark? I was like, yeah. So pretty much my phone was shitty. It was complete crap. So I asked, can I use your phone? He's like, why? Because you have a better camera. It's an iPhone. So pretty much I took pictures of the mountains. And I had that. And it helped. Because it was an enjoyable. It was a very relaxing moment. With a friend, of course.
Yeah. It sounds like with the nature, when you refer to it while drawing, it's much more than like, it, you know, you're referring to like the natural process of things, but mm-hmm. more sounds like as well nostalgia,
mm-hmm.
and you refer back to it and that the nostalgic feelings kick in. You're like that, and that helps you with your drawings.
It does.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's more personal.
It is. Most of my art is personal.
Yeah.
It's always funny to see what people think of it. Because they don't have that personal experience because, of course, it's not theirs.
Yeah. What do people say about your art other than like, oh, that's a great painting or drawing, you know what I mean?
They don't really say much, but they don't really say much. Oh, They're like, oh, wow, that looks great. Good job. That looks nice. Or, of course, they have little critiques, but they're not criticism. Or they don't criticize.
Yeah, yeah.
They just usually say good job and move on.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind because why would they ask anymore?
When you're drawing and you finish it, do you feel attached to it? Is it hard for you to let go of it?
Definitely, of course, absolutely. I've created shitty works and I've thrown them away. And it always annoys me that I did that because those are proofs that they're works of art that weren't good, but they were examples of me improving. Because when I was a kid, I just mainly did sticks. And then as I got older, they got better. I mean, like, I didn't pop out of the womb Picasso. Nah, like, I miss them. And there are some works that I've made that I absolutely hate, like with all of my being, because it either brings up bad memories or very embarrassing moments. I have a painting that I made a couple of years ago for my old best friend. For her anniversary gift. So this anniversary gift is a painting that my best friend wanted to give to her girlfriend.
Okay.
But the thing is, her girlfriend didn't like me because I was very close with my friend. Because obviously, to me, they were my best friend. So it's like, I'm jealous.
Oh, mm-hmm. I get it. So your best friend's girlfriend
mm-hmm.
didn't like you. She yes. didn't trust you.
No. And it's like, there's no reason, like, I guess jealousy is blinding. They don't see it. I was helping my friend with their anniversary present. I was like, oh, dude, let me help you. So I made a painting for them. But the thing is, my friend gave it back to me. Because their old girlfriend realized it was mine, that I created it. Mm-hmm.
So she didn't want it, though.
She didn't want nothing to do with me.
Wow.
I mean, it was pretty messed up because, for one thing, I helped her get with my bestie.
Mm.
Yeah. So I remember I was going through my moods. And I was like, man, I'm gonna throw this painting away. I'm gonna throw it away and forget about it. And then I was looking at it, I was like, dang. I have so much feeling towards this painting. Cause I made this out of love, had to make time for it, and I did it. And I just couldn't throw it away. As much as I didn't like seeing my friend's girlfriend. No, I couldn't throw it away.
So what did you do with it instead?
I shoved it in my locker. And it's still in my locker. But it's like in the back.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I love it, but I don't like looking at it.
Understandable.
And then I have another painting that I did during lockdown. And it was an embarrassing moment for myself.
Why?
Because I made that painting for my mom. And the thing is, before then, I've never heard my mother say, I'm proud of you. Until I made this painting of another artist from, I don't know what century. And the thing is, I have very mixed feelings about this painting that I made. Because I made it out of desperation. Because I wanted my mom's approval. Once in a while, I still do. But not as much as back then. Because it was during lockdown. I had nobody. Just my family. So, the painting is in the living room. And every time I pass it, I always cringe. And it's... Someday, I hope to God that someone wants to buy it. I don't know how cheap. I don't care how much they want. If they want it for $5, they can have it. If they want it for, like, $1, they can have it. I don't want it. But I can't throw it away. There's no way. Because, again, I did it out of... Of course, I did it out of desperation, but I still had love for it. Because it was like, I can't get rid of it. There's no way.
Yeah.
It's like a memory. As much as you want to get rid of it, it's going to stay there.
Well, it's a very complex duality with art. You know what I mean? It's a very powerful thing, right? You put your soul into it. You love the art. But then sometimes... when you revisit it, it could bring back some bad stuff.
Of course.
It could, because in the end of the day, maybe that's the reason why you made it. And so it will always be a reminder. You know, you could look at everything and, you know, maybe a normal person will walk by and like, oh, that's a beautiful painting. But for you, you will always know the deeper meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You will never forget that. You know what I mean? And it's tough because... sometimes you make great art and you're like, I love this. But man, why I did it, I didn't like it. It's hard to separate that. You know, it's hard to separate the meaning behind the art.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially with you, you're very personal with your art. Mm-hmm. You know, like the nature, it's much more than an experience. Like, oh yeah, I've experienced art.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a memory. It's a very core moment in your life that you're sharing with people.
Definitely.
Yeah, or like that painting in the living room. Mm-hmm. It's much more than just like, oh yeah, I just did a rendition of like an artist's portrait. But it's very deep. It's very, I wanted my mother's approval. Mm-hmm. That's what this painting is screaming. And people will never know unless you tell them. Mm-hmm. But as an artist, you will always know.
Definitely.
And yeah. And it's tough because you want to make more art like that because it helps. It's very therapeutic. But then you revisit it and almost like it brings back old wounds, you know?
Definitely. Like so many of them have very upsetting or very uncomfortable memories.
Yeah. And, you know, as an artist, there is this thing you constantly are learning and it's to let go. Not just physically like, all right, here's my painting. Mm-hmm. You buy it for a dollar. Enjoy it. But like emotionally, letting it go and just like moving on. You're like, all right, off to the next project. You know what I mean? And it's hard because again, you get very, very connected. You get very like attached to it. You're like, I love this thing though. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like bittersweet.
It is. I have this gigantic painting in my room next to my bed, and I didn't want to look at it because of how poorly I painted it. Mm-hmm. I shoved it in my closet to never look at it. But then a couple of years later, I pulled it out and I felt bad because as much as it wasn't the best, even though it wasn't the best, it still needed appreciation. I didn't want to let it go to waste. Like, because I always look at my drawings. I always, like, pull all my old sketchbooks, pull out my old paintings from wherever I shoved it in my room. And then I look at them, and I appreciate them. Except for that gigantic painting in the closet that's now laying on the side of my bed.
Why is that one hard to like appreciate?
It's so dark. Like there's no highlights. There's no light coming from one direction. It's all dark, muted in a way. And now that I've improved, I look back at it and I'm like, I like it. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I thought so.
So now, when you're not taking your time to do school projects, right?
Yes. During the semester, it's just school projects. But during the summer, winter break, it's all art.
Well, tell me about that. The summer's coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, you got about a month left of school. Finals are over. Mm-hmm. What are you planning to work on for the summer?
I plan on working on finishing some can. I am thinking of working on some paintings that I've never even got to start on. And I'm thinking of making more clothes for myself because my closet looks really sad. And I am also thinking about either getting back into sculpture.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're not like gigantic, big pieces. It's just like wire stuff. I used to do a bunch of wire stuff back in high school, but I kind of lost interest back. I kind of started losing interest when I got into college.
Getting busy.
Yeah. Being busy doesn't leave any time to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got to get started on those old paintings again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with your art? Do you sell it or do you just keep it for yourself right now? Or
I've just been keeping it for myself. I tried selling it back in 2020.
Yeah.
But they never sold. None of them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe you could try selling them this year.
Probably I could try selling them. Maybe not on Etsy. That's where I tried to sell them.
Ah.
But hopefully if I find a car, I'll go down to the art district and sell.
Yeah, they have like that First Friday event, and I've been there before, and there's a lot of paintings.
There's a lot.
there's a lot of art people sell. That'd be pretty fire.
Mm-hmm. I thought of probably going to festivals and asking if I can just place my table there, sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to build up the confidence to do that.
You got it.
Because mm-hmm. I know there's like a sign-up sheet, but it's still more like interacting with people because I'm a bit introverted.
Yeah.
I'm not the most extroverted, but there's a little bit of in between.
Yeah. Well, you could definitely shoot your shot with it. Mm-hmm. You never know. You might have people, potential customers, be like, you know what? I dig this. I'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the first Friday things I used to go to. I see a lot of paintings and stuff get sold. You know what I mean? And, you know, your goals as an artist, have they changed over time?
Not exactly. I don't really have a set goal. It's more like I just need to experience certain things to get to a point where I can find satisfaction or content, whether it's for a little while or hopefully the long term.
Yeah.
But there's no goal that I have for myself yet.
Okay. So you kind of do art right now for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you share it with people, it brings you a lot of joy.
It does. I always try to show works to my friends or my professors or even my mom. They're like, what? Like, okay, I see that you're making art. Why are you showing it to me? Because some of them, of course, my professors are art professors. They've seen so much art.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty sick of it.
Yeah.
And my friends, they're also artists. So they're like, oh, sweet, cool dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're like kind of, what, numb towards it? Or
yeah.
They're like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. What does your mom think about your art?
It's indifferent with her. She's not an artist, and she's told me before that she doesn't understand.
Mm.
So it's like I had to explain it to her so she can understand.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is that being like an artist in your family?
It's not that difficult. I'm an artist as in a painter, a drawer. But I also have an older brother. He's the oldest. And he's a musician.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But he does it for himself. And there are more artists on my dad's side of the family.
So mm-hmm. art does run in your family, though.
It does, but only on my dad's side. There's okay. no artist in my mom's side at all. And I'm like, where are they? There has to be at least one. But no, there's none. They're just happy people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as you draw more and you get better, right? You improve.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a point where you'll say, I've reached it? Like, I can't get better than this. Or is it, I will always improve. I will always get better.
I know if I keep making art, I know I'm going to improve. But there's so much that I still don't understand. Like, whenever I make art, it's always something to learn. And it's not exactly the improvement that I focus on exactly. It's part of it. But it's more like understanding it. Because if I keep learning more about art, the more it's going to help me understand it. Understand myself and the materials that I'm working with. The
Thanks for listening. Catch us again every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on The Rebel, 91.5 HD2.